And one of the ways that I got over my like hump with trauma with sex was through meditating and was understanding that I have control over my body. I have control over what happens. And I have this man here who loves me. And if you are struggling with any type of trauma or any type of like hard scenario with sex, meditating with your partner is one of the best ways that you can become intimate, and that could lead to a much better sex life. Meditation is very, very intimate, and just sitting there with your two raw souls and coming together. Oh my God, it's like giving me the chills. Coming together energetically before you even get together physically, it's going to make you feel safe. It's going to help you understand that this person is different than what you are thinking inside your mind. It's going to make you understand that you are two souls that are in love.
Welcome to Vaginas, Vulvas, and Vibrators with Jordan Donnell. This is a safe place to learn about women's health and sexual wellness. I'm your host, Jordan Donnell, physician assistant, women's sexual health educator, and intimacy coach. On today's podcast, we have Chatel Peters joining us. She is a psychic medium, Reiki practitioner, the podcast host of Mind, Beauty, and Soul, and she is also a self-love coach. She loves the spiritual world and everything it brings, and one of her favorite things in the world is to be the bridge that connects the spirits to the physical world. I am so excited to chat with her today about dreams, and specifically sex dreams and chakras. I am so excited to chat with you today, Chatel, about dreams. I have some of the most wild, vividest dreams and just crazy dreams. And so I am really excited to learn like what these dreams mean, especially my nasty sex dreams that happen. And so I want to really just start with like, what do dreams even mean in our conscious world, and where in the world are they coming from?
Okay, so this is a very big question. So it's going to have a kind of a vague answer because it really goes by specific dreams. So dreams come from our subconscious. I share a lot about how in my world, in my circle of people and everything, I share a lot about how we have like the universe. And I always say, if you're someone who is very religious and you're like, oh, well, you know, I'm more God, call it God, call it Buddha, call it whatever you want. I utilize the word the universe. So that's what I'm going to be referring to the spiritual world as in this episode with you. So the spiritual world connects with us in different ways. And one of the ways that it connects with us is through dreams. And when you are sleeping, you're actually in a state of mind where your subconscious is like insanely wide open. So that's why you can receive these really intense messages that may not make sense, because you're like, well, I don't understand that in your conscious world, but you don't really understand your subconscious in the conscious world. So that's kind of like why it's so vague, like so different in the subconscious world and your dream state of mind. And also, a lot of times when we are not awake to how we want to, when we're not awake to like getting messages in the physical world, in the conscious world, we will receive them in the dream world, because your subconscious is like, you are definitely going to be able to hear this in the subconscious world. You're not going to be able to ignore it. So I'm for sure making sure that you're going to get this message in the dream world. Does that make sense?
Yes. Ooh, I love that. And I should add too, like part of the reason why I learned that you know so much about dreams is because I was constantly posting on Instagram, like, ooh, I had this dream. What does this mean? And you were in my DMs like, okay, we're talking about it. And it was so fun. One thing that I've heard when it comes to analyzing your dreams and trying to, quote, interpret them with our conscious mind, don't run straight to Google and Google like, what do snakes mean in my dreams? Or what does this mean? What advice do you have for people when they are wanting to have a deeper understanding of what those dreams mean?
So I definitely go to Google. So it's okay. Like, you can go to Google, but the reason why people say don't is because if you see, like you said, like if you look up what snakes mean, it may not always mean what Google is saying. So I have a friend who dreams about her ex-boyfriend all the time. And if you look up that, it'll be like, you're secretly in love with him. And she has a whole husband and a child, and she's very, very much over him. And it doesn't mean that. It just probably means that she has unresolved trauma with that relationship that she's not getting over. So that's why it's like, not, don't always go to Google, but I do it. I feel like we all do it. So like, just take it with a grain of salt. But if you want to know the very specific like definition and you want it to be cut and dry, get dream books. When I was growing up, my mom had this super big fat dream book. And whenever I would have a crazy dream, she'd be like, okay, all right, Chantal, like we got to get in this book. We got to look up the definitions. And like we would write down the big meanings, because that's also something that I can like share. You want to look at like the big things in your dream. The small details don't like necessarily mean too much. But so we would just write down all the really big moments in my dream and then look up the definition. And then we would try to figure out exactly what it was meaning.
I love that. When I first started like reflecting on what my dreams mean, my mentor had told me like, okay, before you go to Google, go journal about it. Like, what did this mean to you? Like being chased by snakes. That's actually a very common dream that I have. Like, what is that? What are you running from? And I started discovering some of these subconscious things that I was running from, right? And Google's not going to tell me that.
Exactly.
And so I think that's a really good point that you have to maybe sit down and think about, A, the bigger themes that are happening in the dreams, but then also like, what can this possibly mean for you? And then also using Google, because Google does know a lot of things and it can give you potentially a different perspective or a different insight that you wouldn't necessarily have. And it could give you just more to think about.
Right. And another way that you can do it is like, I had this really crazy dream probably like 2 years ago. I was in like this white house and there was like these shutters and then there was this door and I walked into the door. My dad was in there. It was a very, very specific dream that I just knew meant something. And I knew that Google wasn't going to, like Google was too far-fetched for me to really understand. So I actually went on Etsy and I found a dream interpreter and she helped me interpret my dream. It's just like a psychic medium, but like way shorter, but it's the same concept. You type in the little box what your dream was and then they interpret everything that you went through. And it was only like $10, I think. It's really affordable. And so that dream specifically, I knew that I needed to get a deeper interpretation. So if you don't want to do the book, if you don't want to do Google, that's always the way that you can get it done too. There are many dream interpreters out there.
Ooh, I didn't even know that existed. There's just like so many things in this world that exist that like, unless you know, you have no fucking clue about. So I would love to turn this kind of into, you know, on this podcast, we talk about sex and we talk about intimacy and relationships. And so I would love to turn this into a little bit more about like sex dreams. What are some common types of sex dreams and what do they typically symbolize or represent in our waking lives?
I would say one common dream, like a sex dream, would be having sex with your ex-lover. And I kind of hear that a lot within my circle and like just different stories of like, what does it mean? Like, I'm not with him anymore. Like, I have moved on, but I'm having dreams of like having sex with him. Why am I doing this? Or he's in my dream and like, I don't even want him to be in there. And I'm just so frustrated. I'm just so upset because he's like, he's there. And one thing that I want to like really make sure that people understand here is like, it doesn't mean that you're secretly in love with him, like, or her. It doesn't mean that you're secretly in love with them. You may be, obviously, like if that's something that you just really desire to be with that person, and this is the way that your subconscious is like handling it, that may be something that you are experiencing in dream world. But it could be something like I was saying with like my friend who has dreams like this. Something in your subconscious is not healed and it's coming out in a form of sex in your dream, because when you think about sex, that's high emotion intimacy. And if you think about unhealed trauma, that's high emotion intimacy. You are very vulnerable. You are in a very emotional state. So yeah, it could come out as sex in your dream. So in this scenario, not saying that like, you know, it's always going to come that way, but if this is a scenario where like you really don't want to be with your ex, I would say that would be towards that scenario of like, you have something that's really unhealed with inside of you and it's coming through sex because that's very personal to you. If you're having dreams of like, I don't know, having sex with like a celebrity or something like that, or if you're having like lesbian dreams, like something that's super, super fun and like super exciting and you're just like, oh my goodness, like I, you know, really, really like this like celebrity, why do I keep having like sex with them in my dream? That to me would be like, you need to have more exciting sex in your life or something more exciting. So if you're like, why do I, you know, keep having like dream about Zac Efron? It's like, oh my gosh, I just like keep having dreams about, you know, going on dates with him or whatever, you know, hot celebrity that you're thinking of. Try to have more exciting sex or more exciting scenarios in your life, because that could just be your subconscious mind being like, hey, we need to like get out there and we need to like have some excitement and some fun. If you're having lesbian sex in your dream, I would say that would be an interpretation that you need to have more fun with yourself.
Ooh.
That like, it would be like, you know, if you're a woman having a lesbian dream, or if you're a man having gay sex in your dream, you need to have more intimate sex with yourself, because ultimately, you know, the woman in the dream is most likely an extension of your subconscious mind. So in this scenario, do more masturbation, masturbate more, have more shower sex with yourself, watch more porn, really get to know yourself, because there's so many, I mean, I'm sure you talk about it on here all the time. So many people have no idea like how they even like to be touched. So that could be another scenario of how your subconscious mind is showing you. The subconscious mind does not work like the conscious mind. The conscious mind is only 5% of our brain. The subconscious mind is 95% of our brain. It's so much bigger than people understand, and it doesn't talk like we do. It talks in a very, very different type of language. So don't feel like, oh my God, I'm having a lesbian dream. Like, does that mean I'm actually a lesbian? No, it can mean something very different in your world.
Yeah. And I think just to add to that, you know, if you do like other women, or if you're a man who likes men, sure, it could be maybe different connotation. But in this particular reference, we're talking about heterosexual individuals having dreams about the same sex, is my assumption, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that you know, you talk about like having more play, having more fun. That could be from a sense of sexually, but that could also be like just adding more play and pleasure and fun into your day-to-day life. Again, kind of going back to like, what does this dream mean to me? And that we talked about this when putting this podcast together, like there's kind of some general understandings, but there isn't really like a clear cut, this is what it means for each individual. You got to use your own little like flair to it, or your own personal interpretation does have some impact on what that dream actually means to you.
Yeah, for sure. You have to be able to trust yourself and really look at the bigger picture, because without trusting yourself, your dreams are just going to be something that you're missing. So I always say, like, when you are ignoring the universal signs, they're going to figure out some type of way to slap it in your face. And that's why I was saying in the beginning, like, yeah, it's going to come out in your dreams, because you're most likely ignoring it in your day-to-day life. And like, I always laugh when people are like, oh yeah, like, you know, I saw a heads up penny out of nowhere where money shouldn't have been. No, that's not a sign. It's just a coincidence. No, actually it is a sign from the universe. But if you're ignoring that type of sign, yeah, they're going to put crazy shit in your dream, because you're definitely not going to ignore it then, because you're in a state of mind where it's like a movie that you can't look away from. It's a movie that like isn't going away. So you're going to have things that are coming out. And if you're not being intimate with yourself, if you're not having a good relationship with yourself, it's going to come up in different vulnerable ways inside your dreams.
Yes. Yes. I love all of that. How can we use our understanding of our dreams to better understand like our own needs and desires?
So I definitely think that you said it perfectly when you were like, I had a dream constantly that I was being chased by snakes. Before you even said anything, the moment that you started talking about, I needed to journal to figure out what I was running from, I was like, yes, like exactly. I would have said the same thing. What are you running from in your everyday life? And that's exactly how you have to interpret your dreams. It's like, if I am having all these sex dreams and I'm having these dreams about, or the opposite, like maybe you're having dreams about like wanting, like someone's wanting to have sex with you, but you're running away from it or something. Like what is this interpretation to you? Journaling, I think, would be such a good way for you to go about understanding your dreams, because that's a way for you to connect to it. Ultimately, yes, you can figure out the meaning of it. And I think it's awesome to figure out the meaning of it. I definitely like to figure out the meaning of it. I think it's a really good way to understand it deeper, but you don't always have to go by that specific definition. But really, journaling on it and figuring out why you're experiencing the same dream. Like, fun fact, I've never experienced the same dream over and over and over and over and over. But I know it's very common for people.
No way.
Yeah, never. Never in my life. I've never repeated a dream. But, you know, I've had like sex dreams here and there, and I just have to figure out, you know, what's actually really funny. I have literally like orgasmed in my sleep. Isn't that crazy? Like, have you ever done that?
Let's talk about it. I have not. I have definitely woken up highly aroused, but I have not orgasmed in my sleep. Tell me more. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I straight up, like, I've done this a few times. I don't know what my dream was exactly about because it hasn't happened in a really long time. But I don't know, I'm having some type of fun. And then all of a sudden, like, I kind of like wake up and I just feel, you know, like my walls like going in and out. And that's kind of like how I know for sure that like I am definitely having an orgasm in my sleep. And I think the reason why I'm able to do something like that is because I have such a close relationship with my body and myself. I practice self-love all the time. I'm in a state of mind of like figuring out who I am. My husband and I walk around naked in our apartment. Like, we don't have little ones running around, so it's a different scenario if you have kids. But, you know, I know some people that won't even look in the mirror naked. And when you're not comfortable with yourself like that, it's going to come out in different ways. And like, I definitely think the reason why I can have fun like that in my dreams is because I do have a relationship with myself where I can be so comfortable to use a toy, to have sex with my husband, to walk around naked, to look at myself naked in the mirror and not ridicule what I'm looking at. And I can just look at myself and be like, oh my gosh, like look at these curves, like look at this booty, like, okay, you know? So like having a comfortable relationship with my body, it's like almost like when I'm sleeping, it's like, all right, like we're super freaking relaxed and we're going to have some fun tonight before I even know it.
Yeah. Well, and when you think about it, like kind of circling this back to like orgasms, and that when you're most relaxed is when orgasms are most likely to occur. And so it makes sense for people to be able to orgasm in their sleep or to have those experiences. Some people may wake up and know. So, you know, especially like men in particular, if they ejaculate, they're probably going to know. Or if you're a female who squirts, maybe you experience that as well. But you may not always necessarily know either if that is happening to you. So yeah, ooh, it's so juicy. Why do some people experience like more frequent and vivid dreams, especially sex dreams, compared to other people?
I would say, again, it all has a relationship with yourself and how you communicate with the universe. So we all know the law. One of the laws of the universe is like attracts like, you know, a law of attraction. If you are giving a lot of attention to your dreams, the universe is going to pick up on that. And if you're like telling everybody in your life, like, oh my gosh, I had this dream, it means something. Oh my gosh, I had this dream, it means something. The universe is going to be like, okay, this is a place that you are definitely honing in your signs and your messages. So clearly you're comfortable in this area. Let's give it to you more. But if you're in a sense where like you're ignoring it or you're just not really paying attention to it, you have a dream and you're like, that really meant nothing. Don't worry about it. then the universe isn't going to give you more. They're not going to give you more of that. I'm not going to say that they're like completely cut off, because nobody obviously is going to be completely cut off from dreams. And if you're not dreaming, that's a whole nother thing. But so yeah, you're going to get more of what you put more of your energy in. When you put more of your energy in and you feel more comfortable in the dream world, like some people, I can't do this, but some people can actually play the character in their dreams as if it's real life and they're playing a video game. So they can consciously like go to someone's house and be like, knock on their door and be like, hey, like we're going to have a one night stand tonight. Like it's a literal video game. I can't do that. Funny, fun fact though. If you ask someone in your dream, when you're super, super conscious in your dreams, if you ask someone in your dream what time it is or what day it is or what year it is, no one will be able to answer you. And then most likely you'll wake up, because you are...
What?
Mm-hmm. You are not... Oh, because it's linear time. So time doesn't exist in anywhere else besides the 3D world. This is the 3D world that we're in. So if you're asking... if you're asking someone in your dream world about like what time it is, what like month it is or whatever, that doesn't exist. So they're going to actually acknowledge that you're conscious, and they're going to, oh no. Like, you're not supposed to be conscious in this. You're supposed to be unconscious. This is supposed to be your subconscious mind. So we're going to have to wake you up, and you're going to have to do this all over again. Isn't that wild?
That's fucking insane. Like, that is insane. And also like, I'm so mind blown over here.
Yeah. So when you are paying more attention to your dreams are going to be a lot more detailed and a lot more vivid. And like when your third eye chakra is opened. So if you have a closed third eye chakra, you most likely are not dreaming as often as you should be, because your dreams are also messages, right? So like when you're getting a sex dream or like you're orgasming in your sleep or like whatever it may be, if you're super, super conscious in your dream, in your subconscious mind, you're most likely going to have a better relationship with yourself, and your third eye chakra is most likely going to be fairly opened. So if it's opened, your dreams are going to be more colorful. Your dreams are going to be more detailed, because your third eye chakra is your eye's mind. It's right, and for anybody that doesn't know, it's right in between your eyebrows. So when you have that opened, like mine, obviously being a psychic medium, my third eye chakra is like fairly open. So my dreams are like a literal movie that I'm experiencing. And sometimes my friends and family will be like, what in the heck? Like, what are your dreams? And I'm like, well, you know, it's no wonder, you know, I can see in my third eye chakra. But if you have that closed, then you're most likely not going to be able to dream. You're not going to be able to see. And you're not going to be able to experience someone, the same experiences that someone has opened. It's going to be a very different experience for you if it's closed.
Mm, this is so fascinating. So if your third eye chakra is closed, how do you begin to open that to welcome in more dreams or kind of like whatever in particular?
Well, first I'll do the test that I always do to even see like if it's opened or not. But if you could just imagine in your mind's eye, and anybody that's listening can do this, but I'm going to specifically ask you to, if you could just imagine in your mind's eye, you're holding an apple. See what color that apple is. Did it fall off of a tree? Are you standing next to a tree? Does it have a leaf on it? Now take a bite of that apple. And watch the juices go down. Feel it in your mouth. Feel your jaw moving. Feel it all over. Feel it in your hand. Taste it. And just really feel this experience with this apple. Okay, you can open your eyes. Where did you see that?
In front of me.
Okay, so like in your eyes, mind, you could see the details. You could see the color of the apple.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a red apple, one leaf with a stem.
Perfect.
It was the kind I don't like. So it's the mushy kind.
So detail. Okay. So most likely your third eye chakra is opened. If it wasn't, then you would have probably told me that you could only feel it. So some people, and this, I'm sure, I imagine this is going to be also affecting your sex life if it's closed, because when your third eye chakra is open, it gives you more experiences with imagining yourself having sex with your partner and having an amazing orgasm and really feeling that. But if it's closed, it's going to be so much harder for you to actually climax and get there and have fun sex with your partner. But if it was closed, you mainly would have probably told me that you could only see black and you could just feel yourself doing it. So I've literally watched people close their eyes and go like this, and they're just making the movements of biting the apple. And I look at them and I say, so you can't see anything inside your eye? And they're like, no, nothing at all. Your eye's mine. I can only see black. And I'm like, okay, like, all right. Like that's going to be really difficult for you, because if you can't see where you're wanting to go, then how are you supposed to go there?
Wow. I love that you tied this back into sex, because I think that that's such a good point, in that this block can have an impact on your ability to visualize and really not necessarily connect, because that's going to be one of your other chakras, which we'll talk a little bit about as well, but more so like fantasize and like create these experiences. Okay. So if you're somebody who more so just feels and doesn't see, now what? Like, what do you do next?
I think you did ask, how do you open up your third eye chakra? Okay. So how you can open it up, because it could also like affect the way that you manifest, because manifestation has a lot to do with visualization. So if you want to open up your third eye chakra, you can get a pendulum and you can put it over your third eye chakra and you can see if it's closed or open. And if the pendulum will like tell you, you can just let it hang. You can just ask it, what is my sign for open? What's my sign for closed? Mine goes clockwise for open and then swings back and forth for closed. And then what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to get crystals that associate with that chakra. So it is the color indigo. I think it's the color indigo. Yeah, because the crown chakra is purple and then the third eye chakra is indigo. So when you get a crystal, the way that you're going to experience this crystal shopping is you're going to walk into your crystal shop, or you can do it online, and you're just going to do whatever calls for you. But if you know that you specifically want it for the third eye chakra, maybe like do a little bit of research and figure out which one is drawn to you more, because there's different crystals that can go for the same chakra. And a really, really good way to open it would be to set this intention with this crystal. You really want like a relationship with your crystal. So set an intention, figure out the properties that it has, figure out what you want it to help you with. I want this third eye chakra to help me, or this crystal to help me open my third eye chakra, so I can envision, you know, having this like wonderful sex life. Okay, great. Intention is set. Meditate with that crystal. And people get so stressed out about meditating. And I promise you, it's not as scary as you know, some of these gurus make it seem. You don't have to sit in silence. Like nowadays, nobody really sits in silence. So I can understand why it can be so scary. I was terrified of meditation before I started it, but now it's like the best practice that's ever happened to me. So what I'm going to challenge you to do is to take a walk with no music and just see what's around you. And that is a form of meditating. Put your crystal, see what crystal is good to be on your skin. Like I have black obsidian, which is really good for also the third eye, but it's good for psychic abilities. And I wear it on my skin because that's how it works the best. So figure out what properties it has, how it works energetically the best. Is it in your back pocket? Is it on your skin? Like what works best with this crystal? Do some research on it. And just if you're terrified to sit in silence, like drive with no music on, or walk with no music on, and just focus on the pictures in hand that you're seeing, and utilize that crystal and that energy to help you. Take a shower with no music on and really just sit with yourself, because it's ultimately having an intimate relationship with you. Your third eye chakra is a very deep chakra, because if you don't have that intimate relationship with yourself, then you're not going to be able to open it, because they're essentially not going to be comfortable enough to go inside. It's all about looking internally to you. So if you're not able to look internal, then how are you going to be able to see in your eye's mind? And sometimes people can see inside their eye's mind, but maybe it's a little bit fuzzy. So everything that I just said can also work if it's fuzzy too. It's not just if it's completely closed. My third eye chakra was opened pretty much my whole life, but I was not able to control it. I had different things that I had issues with, and like, it was really, I had a lot of anxiety and depression, and like, it was just hard. Like, the thoughts that we have that are constantly going in our mind are also in our third eye's mind too. So by opening it up, learning how to control it through meditation, it will help you so much to be able to get that self-control with inside your body.
Are you craving more in the bedroom? Are you desiring deep connection to yourself and your partner? Are you wanting something just a little bit more fun? If so, the ultimate guide for foreplay is for you. This is an absolutely free guide with 10 of my favorite tips and tricks to spice it up in the bedroom to help just try something new, try something different, try something fun, try something playful, and bring more spice and sexiness into the bedroom. Go to foreplay.jordandanelle.com to get your ultimate guide to foreplay.
I love that you brought up like meditation, and we're going to dive into that here in a second, but I am learning so much about crystals right now. And I love that because I have a bunch of crystals. I had a girlfriend who always was picking up crystals for me that just, she felt were aligned with me. And so I have like this collection of beautiful crystals, and I don't necessarily know how to develop a relationship with them. So I'm loving all of these tools. One thing I talk about all of the time on the podcast with my clients is meditation, especially like orgasmic manifestation, which is a type of meditation ultimately, where you're truly connecting with your body. And I think so many of us have a hard time being present in the moment, which is something that meditation can help you with, becoming more present and really like focusing on what's happening in the here and the now. And it is a really valuable tool to utilize in partnership and in intimacy to really be connected with that other person.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. So a little like sad story about what just happened with my life. I just miscarried, and it was my first pregnancy, and it was a really, really hard thing to go through. But something amazing that happened was my HCG level wasn't going down, and it was at 134 or something like that. And my doctor was concerned about it. So I said, Zach, we need to meditate together. My husband, Zach, I said, we need to meditate together. This is something that like, if we bond energetically, if we bring our souls together, we meditate on the same thing. I know this is going to be something that is, and it was rising too. Like it was going up from 88 to 95, and I had already miscarried. So it shouldn't have been going up to 100, to 113, to 130. Like it was just continuously rising. So I said, let's meditate together. So we meditate, and he's not even a huge meditator, but this really just show you how energy really is so strong. So we held hands and we meditated together. And 4 days later, my HCG level dropped to 34. It dropped like 70 points or something like that. And it's like, it really shows you how much energy truly does. It's a powerful thing. It really is. People don't always need to be communicating through words all the time, more than they need to be communicating through energy.
Yes. First of all, I'm so sorry for your loss. And
thank you.
Thank you for sharing that. But you're right. Like energy is so powerful. And I think that that's one of the most underutilized things in our society, and that we all have access to this energy and the ability to manifest and set intentions and set all of these things. And so many people are not taking advantage of this little tool in our back pocket.
Yeah. I mean, I love to share that story. And like when I go to my doctor's office and I tell them, I'm like, well, to be honest, you know, me and my husband meditated. And they just look at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like, I don't care what you say. My HCG level was rising. And then all of a sudden in 4 days, it drops over 70 points just because my husband and I meditate together. I mean, I don't care. I don't give a shit what anybody says. I know it's from the energetic level that we put together, and we're talking to the spirit baby, to the soul, saying it's okay to pass through. It's okay to move on. And it's like, nobody's ever going to tell me shit. I know that was from us meditating together. And I just, meditation is beyond powerful. It's beyond powerful. It's such a magnificent tool.
Yes. You know, it's interesting on the topic of meditation. I have this fantasy that I would like to fulfill one of these days where I'm like meditating with a partner and then having sex, and just like the level of connection, but like how deep that sex would then be. Just, I have a little fantasy about that, and it turns me on.
Yeah, I think that would be honestly amazing. I haven't even tried that yet. And I'm like, ooh, maybe I should. But I just think that would be...
Yes, please tell me about it.
Right. Right. I think that would be a really good way, because first of all, in order to sit in silence, you need to be very comfortable with yourself. And that's why a lot of people don't sit in silence, because they're not comfortable with themselves. And it could be for a various amount of reasons. I do a lot of trauma education of like why, like how trauma like intensely affects your sex life. That's a lot of the reasons why women don't like to sit in silence, because they've experienced trauma. And when they are alone, they feel unsafe. When they close their eyes, they feel unsafe. They feel like someone's going to go through the door. They feel like they're going to get attacked or whatever it may be. And it's very hard for them. There's a lot of visions that they could see. And that's what I was talking about, controlling your third eye chakra. When you are in control of your third eye chakra, all those bad visions, they wouldn't appear. They wouldn't come through, because you would be in control of what comes through. But when you're not in control of it, that's when the kind of crazy visions come through when you're closing your eyes. But so learning to meditate by yourself and getting comfortable by yourself, you know, especially, I kind of wish I had this tool when I was single, because I didn't pick this up until like maybe 2-3 years ago. But I think about how much as a single woman, even a single man, you could utilize this tool to have such an amazing sex life with yourself. And that's also something that I wasn't even necessarily aware of. And like my husband and I, we like individually care about our sex life alone. And we want to make sure that like we're still utilizing practice alone, because we both feel like that's important. And one of the ways that I got over my like hump with trauma with sex was through meditating, and was understanding that I have control over my body. I have control over what happens, and I have this man here who loves me. And if you are struggling with any type of trauma or any type of like hard scenario with sex, meditating with your partner is one of the best ways that you can become intimate, and that could lead to a much better sex life. Meditation is very, very intimate. And just sitting there with your two raw souls and coming together. Oh my God, it's like giving me the chills. Coming together energetically before you even get together physically, it's going to make you feel safe. It's going to help you understand that this person is different than what you are thinking inside your mind. It's going to make you understand that you are two souls that are in love. And this goes obviously for any type of relationship, not just like man and woman. It goes for any type of relationship out there. And this is just that's a very fantastic practice to utilize. I love that you brought that up. That's your fantasy, because I think that's an amazing fantasy.
I love it. So interesting story. I am dating this guy who meditates. And that was like so much a turn on when he said that, like, yeah, that's something I do every single morning, is I take 5 minutes to meditate by myself. And I'm like, oh my God, I think my pussy just got wet. But really, like, A, it's hot because it's a man doing the work as a single woman. Like, finding some other men who are also in this journey is hard. But then, two, I'm like, ooh, my little fantasy of meditating together before we get ready for work. Like, ooh, this sounds really great too.
Yes, I love it. And like, it's just, even if you don't like, you know, have any trauma in your life or whatever, sometimes people have just gone through things where they put up walls. And they still like, they're still in a relationship. Like I just read someone yesterday that she's in a relationship, but her parents had passed away. And obviously that's really upsetting, but it's not like the traditional sexual trauma that like we think of when we think about trauma. But when your parents pass away at a young age, she's only like, I don't know, like maybe 29, 28, 29, maybe even 30, that can make you put your walls right up. You know, I don't want to have anybody come in, because if they come in, what if they die? Or if they come in, what if, you know, something tragic happens and he ends up in the hospital? Whatever. Your mind's eye can go crazy if you don't have control over it. So through the reading, I did Reiki in a psychic reading with her. I explained to her that I see that she has these walls up and she's not able to like fully express herself, and that it's really important for her to be able to express herself, to get more vulnerable with her body inside. She had a lot of breakthroughs through that, and she was so thankful that I had mentioned that to her. Getting outside help with this stuff is awesome. It's honestly awesome. It's good to have someone on the outside look at you and be like, okay, there's something like going on here. Like, I'm not really sure like what this is, but like sometimes you can't always see it yourself. So to be able to use someone on the outside looking in, it's really, really helpful. And her breakthrough helped her understand like, wow, I need to get in tune with myself so that I can have a partner who understands what I feel essentially inside. So then we can have those intimate connections during our pleasure sex.
Yes. And I think you brought up a really good point that like we all have blind spots. And, you know, I had been dating this guy who said, if I'm 38 and I don't know who I am, what is therapy going to do for me? Like, I should have already figured that out. And I'm like, he was a lost cause. So I couldn't really like say anything else about it. But I'm thinking to myself, like, you don't even know what that other, like, you don't even know, you're so blind to your blind spots that you just don't even know the potential and the possibilities to explore.
So the blind spots that you're talking about, is called the shadow.
Yes, that's what I meant. Yes.
Yeah. And everybody has a shadow. It's also called the ego. Everybody has this part of us. And sometimes people think that the ego is like this big macho man with big muscles that looks at himself in the mirror, or that really, really, really insanely pretty girl that's constantly putting lip gloss on. No, 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 no. Every single person has an ego or a shadow and a subconscious and or a higher self. And it's just two parts of you. It's like kind of like that devil in the shoulder, like the devil in the shoulder and angel, the higher self and the ego. Your ego gets in your way all the time. The shadow gets in your way because we don't want to see our flaws. We essentially don't care to see them, because if we do bring them to light, what is going to happen? You know, it's no secret that for a very long time, before I was going through my healing journey, I had a lot of problems with my intimate relationship with myself. And it's not until I met my husband that he actually encouraged me to have a relationship with myself. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, we're together. How can I have a relationship with myself and you at the same time? But like, he was so comfortable being alone. And I had never even heard of this phenomenon before. I'm like, gosh, like I had previously dated a guy years before, and we were inseparable and we made all decisions together. But I walked out of that relationship literally not knowing who I was. I had no identity because he was my identity. And I told myself I was never going to do that again. And by the way, we did not have good sex and the lights were always off. And I had no idea that was even bad sex until I started to experiment with other men. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm dating this guy for 3 years and I can't even have the lights on. I mean, I chose not to have the lights on because I didn't like my body, but he wasn't encouraging me to put the lights on. He wasn't encouraging me to love my body, but still, I had my identity with this man. So flash forward, like 5 years later, I meet my husband and he's like, hey, you need to have an identity of your own. We need to like love ourselves individually. And I was like, oh my God, like what is this kind of phenomenon? I was like, mind blown. I'm so, so thankful that he was the one that taught me that, because I feel like our relationship is so much deeper now. It's so much more intimate now.
So there's one last thing that I really want to talk about, you know, and we talked about the third eye chakra and its relation to like sex and fantasies and visualizing desires, right? But there is one other chakra that is very rooted in sexuality. And I'd love for you to tell us a little bit more about that particular chakra. And I think that we're going to have you come back sometime to tell us more about chakras and sexuality. But this one we cannot leave out of this episode.
Yes, the sacral chakra. So the sacral chakra is not just like, I always call it like the baby making chakra. I'm like, oh, you know, the baby making chakra, it's color orange. I actually have a crystal right next to me that I have people use if they're really wanting like, you know, fertility and everything. So I use it during my fertility journey. This chakra goes so much deeper. It is the sexual chakra. It's actually your reproductive system. So it's like, it's right in between like the vagina and the belly button. Right above that is your solar plexus, but right under and like kind of between the area, that's where your sacral chakra is. And if you don't know what a chakra is, I'm probably like confusing the heck out of you. It is a ball of energy, and we have 7 main parts, and they all are corresponding with a specific color. So right now we're talking about the sacral chakra, which is right above your vagina or your penis, whatever. If you're a man and women have it. So, you know, if you're a woman, it's right above your vagina. If you're a man, it's right above your penis. So what this chakra does, it's the self-confidence chakra, essentially. It's the chakra that is what kind of, it tells you what kind of relationship that you have with yourself. Are you constantly telling yourself that you're ugly and you're fat and all of this? You're most likely going to have health issues down there if that's what you're doing. You know, if you're not having a good relationship with yourself, if you're constantly saying to yourself all the time that, you know, you can't fit in these jeans, so you're just awful. Like, words are very powerful and they go directly to that chakra that it's associated with. So I was just kind of analyzing over my brain the other day that a lot of women at work, I just started working at a school, they talk about eating good. And this is all associated with, you know, your sacral chakra, because if you're not feeling sexy, then of course you are not going to want to love yourself. And that is all associated with the orange chakra. And so when I was thinking about this, I was just thinking about how sad it is that like their way of looking in the mirror is so distorted that they have to think they have to eat well or eat good. And, oh, I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be good. It can literally turn into constant yeast infections. It can literally turn into infertility. It can turn into these problems down there because you're blocking the energy to free flow. It can turn into sex problems. A couple women that I know had severe pain when they were having sex. And I can tell you right now, they did not have good relationships with themselves at this time. They had, like, they could not have sex. They could have, like, intercourse without feeling, like, this massive, like, pain in there. And it was very similar pain to both of them. And, you know, they found out some medical conditions that they had, endometriosis, PCOS. All this stuff, if you are feeding yourself these really bad energetic words, and this is like years of it. It's not like, I'm not saying like, you know, your one day of saying, you know, you look bad in a pair of jeans isn't going to like cause you to have PCOS. But I mean, this is years and years and years of you training yourself to believe that your body has to fit in your clothes, which is absolutely not true. Clothes are meant to fit your body. And, you know, you really think about that. If you've gained weight, go out and get a pair of clothes that are more your size. Wear the fucking lingerie. If you don't have lingerie that fits you, go out and get a bigger pair. It doesn't fucking matter what size it is, if it's a fucking extra large or if it's a extra small. But the more you tell yourself you are unworthy of whatever you're wanting because you are not a certain size, your sacral chakra is going to be extremely affected and you're not going to like your sex life. I can tell you right now that when I was with that ex that I was telling you about earlier that like I literally identified my entire life with, I hated myself. I hated the way that I looked. And he was really tall and like skinny. And I felt like a whale next to him. And I had to have sex with the lights off because I couldn't bear to see my body. I couldn't bear to even have a sexual, sensual experience with him because I couldn't bear to even have him see me how awful I looked with the lights on. And I think about that now and I'm like, how sad, how sad. You should have the lights on. You should be able to see your body and your partner's body, and you should have fun with it, and you should see everything, because the way, like another way of being sexual is through your eyes too. Another way of connecting is through your eyes. So shutting that off completely, you're just shutting off another way of being intimate. And it's just, it's so sad to me. Now I could gain another freaking like 30 pounds and my husband would be like, you are the sexiest bad bitch ever. Every single day he tells me how hot I am every day. And I have, let me tell you, I've gained like 20 pounds since we first started dating. Okay, I am not the size that we were since when we were first started dating. I may have even maybe gained more than that. And I have had problems with having sex with this partner that I have right now, but I have been able to overcome them specifically because of how much he encourages me to love myself how I am right now. So my solar, or my sacral chakra is opened. It was closed at some point, but I really heavily worked on how I see myself naked. And like when he first told me that he wanted to walk around naked, I was like, what the fuck? Like, are we chimpanzees? Like, what is this? We don't walk around without clothes on. Like, what do you mean? And then he's like, babe, like, no, like we need to be comfortable with ourselves. We need to be, you know, intimate with ourselves. And this is another form of feeling intimate. And I'm so glad that I started to do that. I'm so glad that he got me out of that shell. And yeah, now we walk around naked and he slaps my butt and, you know, I just tell him how hot he looks and he tells me how beautiful I am. And we have such a good intimate relationship that the humps that I was having with sexual problems is actually like not there as much. I'm not going to say that they're not there at all because they're like really deep and really rooted in me, but they're definitely not as bad as like they once were in my life. And I'm able to, he's really, really helping me get through it. So it's a very important chakra for your sex relationship.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that you brought up too, you know, if you're not feeling sexy, then, you know, that has an impact on your sacral chakra. And I think that one thing that has helped me really open my sacral chakra is pole dancing and moving sensually, moving sexy, embracing that side of me. That has really helped me feel more sexy so that it's just become more open. And I know that sounds kind of crazy to think about, like, okay, pole dancing does that, or, you know, we were talking about like meditation earlier with the third eye chakra, like, but these are all little things that you can find work for you to help open up your chakras, help open yourself up to have just a more fulfilling, pleasurable fucking life.
Yes, that it doesn't sound weird at all. I mean, not to me anyway. Pole dancing really makes you feel fucking hot. Like, I've taken a couple of classes and I cannot do it good at all. And I didn't give two shits because I was like, I'm walking on this damn pole and I'm strutting myself. And even if you don't have confidence, there is literally something about it that's like, I don't fucking care because I'm on this damn pole. I'm going to fucking rock it. But that is such a good way. If you're having like issues with your partner and you want to connect more, I actually went to a class for the first time ever. It was a, oh my gosh, I'm going to butcher this word, burlesque. Oh gosh.
Yeah. Burlesque. Yeah.
Burlesque. Okay. It was a burlesque class and I knew right away. I was like, ooh, I want my husband to come see me because we wanted to reconnect. And I said, I want him to come watch me. So he came like 10 minutes after, really funny because they don't really have a place to watch. And I had asked the instructor beforehand, but there's two of them, so only one of them knew. And he's just sitting there walking in the back. And I'm like, oh my God, he's going to look like a creeper. And like, the one instructor, he's the male and he's like, you know, big and beefy. he's walking over there. He's like, oh my God, like, you know, trying to protect the women. And I'm like, oh, I just swear this is my husband. And I told him to come. It was really funny. I knew I wanted him to see me do this really hot, sexy dance where, like, I was not being forced, but like the dance was all about touching yourself and being sensual. And I'm like, I really want him to see that. So afterwards, we were talking to the instructors and I said to them, as soon as I found out about this dance class, I knew that I wanted my husband to just see me in this confident state of mind and really, really feeling this dance, because I want him to see that I can, you know, love on myself. And I know that he's going to think that that's hot. And they looked back at me and they said, oh my gosh, we have never had anybody do that before. And I absolutely love that. And I said, well, maybe that is an idea for yourself in the future, you know, have the husbands watch at the end of it. But yeah, that's an amazing, amazing way to have a more intimate connection for sure.
Yes, yes. Well, this has just been so phenomenal. And I love chatting with you. We definitely are going to have to get you back to talk more about chakras and dreams and all of this fun stuff, because you are a wealth of knowledge. And I so appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. Where can the listeners find you at?
Thank you so much. I will come back whenever you would want me to. And they can find me at, my Instagram is mindbeautyandsoul_. And I do just want to preface that there is someone out there who is actually trying to like mimic me, my Instagram. So just like, obviously you can kind of like see if it's not real, like you can tap on the pictures and like, there's no captions, or like it's like really oddly blown up because they're trying to take like my, contact, my little details out of it. So just be mindful of what mindbeautyandsoul_ account that you are following, and is spelled out A-N-D. And then you can also find me at my podcast, Mind, Beauty, and Soul Podcast. And I talk all about spirituality, manifestation, mental health, and self-love on that podcast. And they come out every single Sunday. So yeah, those are the places that you can find me best.
Yes. And I have even been on her podcast. So definitely go check that out. Go listen to her episodes. And yeah, thank you for spending some time with me today.
Thanks so much for having me. This has been so fun.
This podcast is sponsored by Intimacy Coaching by Jordan Donnell. Have you ever desired more from your sex life, or feel like you're having good sex but curious about how to make it even better? Are you desiring a deeper intimate connection with yourself? Or maybe you are dealing with desire and arousal concerns, or struggling with communicating your desires with your partner. If you're hearing this and thinking, that might be me, and you're curious to learn a bit more, let's chat. I would love to talk with you more to see if working with me is a good fit for you. To learn more about intimacy coaching with Jordan Donnell, go to coaching.jordandonnell.com. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
Thank you for joining today and continuing to bring awareness to women's health. If you love the show, please subscribe so you never miss another episode, and leave a review for others to see. If you want to see me on the daily, you can check out my bio for links to all my pages. Be sure to share this episode with your girlfriends. Thanks again, and see you next episode.